The broadcast is now starting. All attendees are in listen-only mode.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our second successive webinar. Dealing with advancing the idea of the Esoteric United Nations, or an Esoteric United Nations, over the next 7 years until the end of the next festival week of the new group of world servers. And of course, this will include our celebration and our attentiveness around the great conclave of WASAC in 5 years. So Tuya and I are here, and we maybe some of you who are signing up here do not know as much about it as some of those who came to the first webinar and had committed to take the pledge we require, or oath, if you want to call it that way. And Tuya will speak now.
First of all, welcome to everybody. Secondly, we apologize that you got so short notice about this. We had been deciding to launch ahead, but we didn't decide the moment. And then first we were thinking, or Michael was thinking, that not to use these energies, what is now available. But then we were thinking again. And Michael, maybe take the next slide. Why we are thinking about this kind of work. First of all, we have had the most wonderful festival week. It has been so living, so strong, and linking a network between different groups. Just wonderful. And we still are in the energies of Capricorn, which is over many ways important for us. It's the sign of initiation, it's the sign of group progress, which is the reason that we are now working this way, establishing the Esoteric United Nations, as we call it. And we will talk more about the ideas behind that. And Capricorn, which is opening the door to hierarchy, which is for us the next step. We all have to think about now when we are living the last years or the forerunner, that everyone actually should be very clear what has been our task, what is our particular duty in this great work. And it should become more and more powerful, it should become more and more obvious. Connections between others should be coming more and more living. We actually should fight for that, that the groups are working in kind of network over the borders. But now we are, the next slide, Michael, please. But this why we were then choosing this moment is about the idea of Capricorn and the work, what soul is doing in Capricorn. This Capricorn is the only sign where the Hercules is descending the lowest. And now we had yesterday the exact moment, Michael, the next one, the exact moment when Saturn and Pluto were conjuncting. And today we have there that the sun was over the Pluto, is it 1 hour ago?
It is now.
It is, right. So that's why thinking about the work done in Capricorn, what I know that we think very seldom about that, but it is the mystery of Makara and it's the mystery of the soul. Again, the next one. The soul descends, or Hercules, the incarnated soul, which has in every life different particular tasks to do. So all of you who are Capricorns or have Capricorn very potently in your horoscope, this time is very powerful and very important for you to think about. But as a group, we have to think what Capricorn really is. As you remember, DK says about Capricorn that it is the most mysterious signs of all of them. And that is why it is the most mysterious, because the soul life becomes living life on physical plane. So these energies, when we have Pluto and Saturn, both of them are signs of death. Both of them are signs of negative forces, evil forces, counter force, all kinds of drastic, horrible things, what can happen. But both of them are the real friends for disciples and the soul when one starts to consciously work one's way out from the bounds of Earth, which is in Capricorn, it is said that the soul is earthbound soul. And then in the labors of Hercules, Hercules descends in the realm of Hades and is redeeming Prometheus, who is chained in the rock. There are many aspects of this work, but energetically, when we have these two planets in Capricorn and they were conjuncting, and now we have the sun there, we can think about the redeeming work, what is happening. And we can, maybe it has not been this way emphasized for us. I don't know when there has been the last time Saturn and Pluto conjunction.
I think Antonella knows that. It's been some time. And she's not here right now, but it was some hundreds of years.
Surely, yeah. So that's why we can say that it has been so long time that for us that it is hitting now the time of the forerunner. It is very special. And now it was the festival week, which is emphasizing all of these energies, the new impulse, which was pouring into the humanity again via the group, new group of world servers. And I think, at least in those webinars that I have been involved with, and listening people, I think that we have sensed a certain type of new energy, which is very tangible. So hopefully it means that now the group is responding and we are able to respond, looking all kinds of problems that there are in the international relationships and co-work, and how it was like moving some 10 years ago. And then again, more and more selfishness grew and borders started to be strengthened. What is at this time that the borders should disappear? So that's why consciously working that this inverted five-pointed star, using the way, if you put the other image, can be looked that when we have these, and Michael will say, but let me finish this. So when we have these energies, we can consciously imagine how the group, we, as the Hercules, will descend and now redeem Prometheus. Prometheus is the aspect of a solar angel, which has come for aid for humanity. But in one point, the individual soul has to take one's responsibility and take the load upon one's own shoulders and then turn the star to move towards the higher realms. So this is basically what is there happening and why we were taking this time the opportunity that we take more responsibilities consciously together. This does not include all of these responsibilities that everybody is already doing, but it means that now this who are now called together, we will consciously make it like a mark, etheric mark across now in the etheric world that, okay, this is the moment for us that we start to invoke more consciously and strongly and actually spiritually demand the soul to descend.
One little statement. We've gotten some help from our group, the Group Mind, Diane Bulbachan and Leah Watford-Lothar, both remembered that I think Antonella had said 1518 in Capricorn was the last time this conjunction occurred. So you can see how close we are to basically 500 years, 501 years, something of that nature. So it is interesting how that fits into the second ray cycle, which is always a 550, 500, 5,000, etc. So anyway, 500 years since this opportunity, and if we want to study history, we can go back at that time and see what the effects might have been. Yeah. Okay. Well, as you see now, we have uprighted the blue star, and it's on its way to redemption. People always have the choice of choosing the inverted pentagram or the upright pentagram. Obviously, the upright pentagram is the best, is correct.
Michael, if you put the next slide. So all these, this is symbolic work of the soul and what must happen. So Hercules in the skies is upside down. And that is one way of indicating the third decree and the third decree on, which means the tree of life, that the life turns, the will turns the way that we are taking from higher worlds, our energy, or we are rooted in the higher worlds. But it means then on the personality level that the turn has appeared on astral plane. And there is something interesting related to Capricorn, which is that he crosses the waters. How would it say?
Yes, the one who crosses the waters.
Yes, the one who crosses the waters, meaning that it's the Christ who is walking already on the waters, on the astral plane. So these lower energies, which are existing on the physical plane or the astral plane, are not holding anymore. It's the Dolphinus behind the second decanate of Capricorn, which is jumping out of the water towards the sun. And all this, what is in Capricorn, are somehow pointing out to the sun, because behind the third decanate we have Aquila, the eagle or phoenix bird in that sense, when it has been coming out of the ash and is flying towards the sun. So this moment that we have a sun involved today, we can imagine that we now turn consciously the wheel towards the sun, the path which leads to the sun, and we are making the Sun King victorious on the group life and on life or in life on earth.
Up here right now.
Yes, this is going good. You can read
the. I'm sorry?
Yeah, you can read
the letter. Okay. Okay, let's see if I can bring that through. Now, we have a letter that we sent to everybody, and if you didn't receive it, okay, we'll make sure that you did. You know how it goes. Accepting discipleship, pledged discipleship, accepted discipleship, initiate. That's the sequence. And until we are an accepting disciple, followed by a pledged disciple, there's even the stage of pledged initiate. We're talking about making a pledge here. And we have Master DK talking about how important it is. Our pledge involves 7 years. And the letter will be available on Makara once BLs is helping to get that ready. So, Tuya, can you see my screen here? And if you want to.
I can see that.
And where would you like to begin reading?
What the pledge is,
a little lower?
No,
that's the end. Okay.
Here, where you see the yellow.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay, let's wait a second.
Mm-hmm. EP2 177. You passed it already.
Yes, okay, very good. All right, I will turn my microphone off. About the law of group progress and both, you know, it's ruled by Capricorn, and it's called esoterically the law of elevation. So we're all ready to make a climb. The law of group progress can only begin to have a conscious effect in the life of the disciple who has been pledged and accepted. I just want to add that many people are afraid to make a pledge. Okay, one day they will be ready and will not be held back by their fear of doing so. When he has established certain rhythms, when he is working effectively along certain well-recognized group lines, and when he is definitely and in understanding consciousness, preparing himself for the expansion of initiation, then this law begins to sway him, and he learns to obey it instinctively, intuitively, and intellectually. Interestingly, it's the fifth law of the soul. It is through obedience to this law that preparation for initiation is instituted by the disciple. The previous sentence is so worded because it is important that all should grasp the self-initiated necessity of initiation. Do we understand this importance? Some of the effects earlier mentioned in the initial discussion of this fifth law can here be enumerated. Let us not forget their esoteric and unseen significances. Tuya, would you like?
No.
Okay, I'll continue. Number one, the disciple will then learn effectively to decentralize himself. And this means that A, he will ask, now test yourself here, he will ask nothing for the separated self. One can therefore easily see why aspirants are taught to pledge allegiance to their higher self and to forswear all claims of this separated self. One can also see why so many react against it. React against this pledge. They are not ready for it. And such a pledge, therefore, acts a great discriminating agent. To those for whom the standard of selflessness is set too high, it is neither understood nor desired. Therefore, the unready criticize it. Later, these will come back and with understanding take this obligation in the light. So we see why there is resistance against the idea of pledges and oaths. It certainly constrains the personality to soul direction. The second factor here is eyes are toward the light and not towards desire for contact with the master. This therefore rules out that spiritual selfishness which has been expressed by the desire, innate and deep, for recognition by one of the great ones. When this freedom from the personal is found, then the master can dare to make a contact and to establish a relation with the disciple. It would be well for us to ponder on this. Let's give it a few moments. And that is well worth pondering, this difference between selflessness and keeping the eyes off the personal self and selfishness, which degenerates into narcissism. The name Law of Group Progress is the phrase given by human beings to a particular type of energy, which is producing the coherence of units in a group, thus forming them into one living organism. The recognitions eventuating are those of group affinity, group objective, and group good. It is, in the last analysis, the emergence into the subjective consciousness of the same type of energy which produces that aspect of cohesive action which demonstrates as tribal, national, or racial unity. We are looking forward to your positive response to work together. We are saying this for not decay. Yeah. For the or an esoteric United Nations, we make no claims here, we just want to assist and to build the future world for the next generation to come. Those people who are willing to give the outer and inner oath, the inner oath of your own devising, well, the ones who are immediately willing and could be there came at 1 p.m. GMT, and now this is perhaps to explain a little more. Perhaps among us there will be found those who wish to join those who have committed themselves to about 5 minutes a day for 7 years. Okay. So we have, maybe to you want to explain a little bit about what seems like a strict procedure in these groups.
Yeah, we are living. We are looking for living participation. All of us, we are belonging to many groups, and we have many responsibilities, and this is not any effort and initiative trying to find more and more just outwardly work. It is more and more about this related to that one's own sense of responsibility, what we have as a group for humanity. We see that we have great problems all the time manifesting around the globe. We don't know how to solve this. Just mentioning about these fires in Australia and other places, the famine in Africa, the drought which is in Africa. We have the climate change as we see in many countries, that we have these political situations. Oh gosh, we have these weapons which are unbelievable in that sense that, you know, these things are just going on. And from the point of view, the one humanity and this kind of trust, what was, or at least I was sensing that when I think about the beginning of 2000 and then came the 9/11 things, and after that there has been like a roller coaster of going down with all kinds of suspicious energies of each other, and we cannot continue like this in the world. We just have to fight back in that sense that we have to bring back the trust between all nations, between all people. Every single one who is here is meant to be here because it's the plan in the mind of God. So we cannot fight against that. And we cannot fight against this, that we have only one globe, at least at the moment, which on physical form, of course, there are those seven globes when we go thinking esoterically, but just down here, just very, very normally responding, spiritually normally responding to that, that we just must get stronger alignments between us. And maybe I have been rather skeptic during many years. I have been thinking that we disciples, we are not doing enough. But maybe it is that much done that not more have been precipitating. Maybe it could have been even more. Who knows? I don't know. But still my heart is for that and my sense that more could be done, or at least we should be trying to do all we can, that we truly, when we leave this life behind and then we stand there at the gate of death and we look backwards and we say, at least I tried the best I could. I think that is the minimum what we could be saying. And that's why the idea of coming together, livingly responding to that, that we, DK points out that it is the responsibility for everyone, the disciple, actually his aspirant, to invoke the rays of the country, the soul ray of the country. But we don't know all these rays for every country. To those we know what DK was giving us, but at least we can invoke, spiritually demand the soul qualities to descend.
I think this brings us to the outer and inner pledge. And let's see if I have it here. Oh, I know where I have it.
It's in PowerPoint.
Yeah, PowerPoint, okay. Okay, so this is the outer pledge. And to this pledge, we're going to organize people into groups of nine, because we're told that groups of nine disciples working in a certain way can be absorbed into the heart center of the planetary logos. And of course, we know what that heart center is. It is hierarchy. So this is the outer pledge, and about 19, 20 of us, something like that, gave that pledge before the pledged friends. But you know, some people really have to see what they're getting into, and this is it, plus your own 12 minutes of inner pledging, according to your own idea, shared only with your own inner faculties. And those are the two aspects that we worked upon. Now, I guess, maybe to you have different idea, I don't know, but I was thinking that people in this group should become familiar with it. And then let us know, are you willing to go through this process? I don't know how many of these groups of nine we will have. The Tibetan had, well, he was working on it. It will one day materialize. Nine groups of nine and one group of 27. Some of the later ones just didn't materialize because of the Second World War.
Yeah. So if you would take the esoteric psychology and page 196. Yeah, 196.
Volume one or two?
Two. We could read that, which is related to the group impact for the festival week. If you take from there this week or group impact, I think it is just in the middle of page or towards the end. Maybe the paragraph starts this, no, in December 1935, from the, sorry, it's, I start the page earlier, but 96, just almost in the end, this week of group impact, I think it is in the middle, yeah. I start in the middle. Or shall you read that?
You can do.
This way, a week of group impact occurring every 7 years will run from December 21st till December 28th. And if this should at any time fall at the period of the full moon, now we have new moon, the opportunity will be most significant. And let us remember that we have eclipse on the new moon. This possibility must be watched. This week should be regarded as preeminently the festival week of the new group of observers. And after 42 advantage must be taken of this period and special preparation made. This fact invites the attention of all of us. These new groups are appearing everywhere all over the world. The group upon the outer plane with the diversity of names and stated aims are not connected with its inner group, which is sponsoring or projecting the new groups, except in so far as they have a definite, even if nebulous, connection. This becomes always possible where there are three members of the new group of world servers found in any one exoteric group. If it then becomes linked by a triple thread of golden light to the new group of world servers and can in some measure be used. This great and spiritual grouping of servers is on the physical plane only very loosely linked. On the astral plane, the linking is stronger and is based upon love of humanity. On the mental plane, the major linking takes place from the angle of the three worlds as a whole. It would be apparent, therefore, that certain developments must have taken place in the individual before he can consciously become a functioning member of the new group of observers, which is the principal group, at this time definitely working under the law of group progress. One, he must have the heart center awakened and be so outgoing in his behavior that the heart is rapidly linked up with the heart centers of at least 8 other people. Groups of 9 awakened aspirants can then be occultly absorbed in the heart center of the planetary locus. Through it, his life can flow and he group members can contribute their quota of energy to the life influences circulating throughout his body. The above piece of information is only of interest to those who are spiritually awakened and will mean little or nothing to those who are asleep. So there are this something behind our thoughts about the groups of 9s that we could organize according what the group wants and people wants, and also to realize that this is a great opportunity to learn really how the group progress is working through and what we will consciously take upon us and advance before the end of the era of the Forerunner.
And even a little after.
Surely. Yes. No, it's not stopping there.
May I speak? And so we see that the word awakened is used, and that is a sleeping word, not defined here. Does he mean second degree initiates? Does he mean third degree initiates? Maybe second degree, because a true member of the new group of world servers is to be on the outlook for those who are taking or have taken the first or second degree, which puts such a server in a slightly more advantageous place, having passed through those degrees. So let us all continue to do what we must with our own spiritual culture so that we may be numbered among the spiritually awakened and be absorbed into the heart center of the planetary logos. You have to continue to work on your instrument, obviously. Now, yes, I suppose we're going to have to deal with the reading of the oath. Okay. And just listen carefully and see if this is something that any of you would like to acquiesce. I guess that's the word I have to use. It was the word which, on a much higher level, the Christ experienced in the Garden of Gethsemane when he acquiesced to the divine will for the first time among Earth humanity. So we can see some of you may wish to go along with this, and I'll read it, and then we can gather your questions, and we can gather the names of anybody who would like to offer this oath. We may have, I haven't discussed this with Tuya yet, but we may have a special session.
Of course.
In which all the people in this group, who are willing to make this pledge over a 7-year period, amounting basically, I'm sorry for my voice, too much coughing, for a minimum of 5 minutes a day, or maybe even 2 or 3 minutes. That's about what it will
take
from you.
The idea is not that it is set about the time. You know, when you get this, when one is familiar, it can take only 30 seconds. When one is just like doing it bang, 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 bang. It's about the dynamic living invocation. And in that sense, that everyone who is repeating some meditations, it becomes so automatic that you don't need look any papers, it is in you, and that is where it is going to lead to. The more important is this living rhythmic invocation going through from a group, from the member to member, and it is not any particular time you have to do, it is related to only once a day. So whatever time you do that, you can add that into your own morning meditation, evening meditation, noon reflection, whatever. And that is the point of it, that it is not in that sense bound you to some form or dogma, but to this, that we are really related inwardly, and this group is breathing and invoking together, which is not stopping.
Okay, so those are really important points. We're not looking to put anybody in a straitjacket. It is a commitment. But the flexibility of how the commitment is offered is all matter. So basically, we have some esoteric techniques. Some of us have been in this field for 50 years and 40 years, 30 years, whatever. And we have methods of working within to help that which is trying to manifest the divine plan on the outer level. And we're coming together to use those methods at one of the most important initiatives that has ever been offered to humanity, namely the founding of the United Nations after World War II. And we just want to add our strength to the strengthening of the United Nations, as it may. You know, I just want to say one thing. The center of the United States is moving to New York, and Christ is looking for his headquarters. He probably already knows what he wants. And it may be in one of these second-ray countries, like the United States, in its major area, New York, or it may be the United Kingdom, or it could be that wonderful second-ray center, Geneva. It's hard to say, and it's not our place to say, but we certainly have to prepare ourselves and our cities as if the Christ could really use them.
And back to still a little bit for this name, the Esoteric United Nations. It is our dream that all the nations upon the earth will be esoteric, that the soul is directing and controlling every single nation on earth. That it is. It's not that who are linked together to work, that they are some sense of those representative of some kind of esoteric United Nations. No, we are the voices who are invoking, spiritually demanding the soul to descend, so that every single country of earth can be esoteric nation, so that the soul is living in those countries. And then also our motive to work is to love for humanity, so that this love is bursting out of your heart to support the heart center, planetary heart center, to be one of them, which is rhythmically working, breathing all the time, every day. And also this, the invocation that we have, it has aspects every day that we are linking to our own country, of course, because this is in some sense our first responsibility to make sure that this invocation is continuously on for the country we kind of belong to the soul of the nation we belong to. But then we have moved to the other places. There are some linking from the past lives, certainly why we are drawn to some places. So of course we have these aspects. We remember the five planetary centers in every of our invocation, and also this the most important triangle of the nations, which I call the destiny triangle, which is formed by USA, UK, and Russia.
Michael and Tulia, Diana has asked a question. Should we write a letter to Tulia to collaborate with this work?
Yes, let's do that.
I think what, in order to expedite this matter, and of course, Tulia just loves to receive love letters. So anyway, you know, questions you have and, you know, things that can be straightened out, and we'll share it with the group, and we'll probably find a way to communicate with the group altogether. Through Yahoo Groups has made some changes. We'll try to find a way. Right now, however, I thought that if every one of us who is interested in doing this, I'll have asked Tulia to read the oath, would write in the chat box their name, then Michael or BL could gather those names up so we actually know who at this time feels they would like to pledge themselves to this kind of work. Now, it doesn't mean you cannot in the future. You can. But at this time, we want to organize these groups of nine and get going and send you the documents you will need, whether it's one country a week, two countries a week, and your own, or one country a day. We don't know yet. Pros and cons have been offered. So, Tulia?
One thing, what I was, yes, so also, so those who feel in themselves and have this kind of will to continue with this work, please write to the chat box. And also, if you have, you know, you could ponder on and you want to contact later, so me or Michael. And so this is going to be a continuous process in one sense. So there are going to be those moments when we come together and then give those oaths. And that's why we chose this way, that we give the oaths, that that nobody can escape in the middle. This is basically it, that we dare to take now a step with the group. It's not too demanding, that is for sure. But it is something about that when we say together the oath and stand together, even in our creative imagination, it has a direct impact to the aura of humanity. It strengthens these forces of light. We are the group, we are the planetary throat center, and our responsibility is to make spiritual life into flesh. And how we do that via our words. So we have to sound sacred words, clothe the sacred thoughts, so that they have this impact, that they will resonate in the ethers of humanity. They strengthen, they ripple, and these little devas which are working with the words or implementing the thoughts, they are rippling in the network of energies. And somewhere there, in distant country, we don't know, there is someone who is waving back and forth. But he gets this ripple, and suddenly he turns towards the light. So that's why it is so important for us to realize why we do these things. They don't have in in that sense, if we think about spirit, spirit does not need anything. But it is these lower worlds which needs all our aid and our standing and our thereness and our hope that we reflect, as in that great letter. Maybe we read part of that in the end. What I truly love, when the world is in emergencies, we don't know how big emergency this is really at the moment, but we will make our stand and we will show on which side we are standing.
So I've written my address and Tuya's address in the chat. So it's just easy to do. You just send to everybody. And if you feel you can pledge yourself to this today, then put it into the chat. And if you feel you have to think it over and whatever, you have our addresses. And please write to both of us, so in case it slips one of us, the other will catch it. So now, Tuya, would you like to, what was,
well,
that, Michael?
Many, yeah. Many have already responded through the chat box, and also Martha Gallagher has a raised hand.
Okay. Okay, yes, the questions and so forth, and or statements. So Martha, there you are, you can go ahead.
Thank you for this wonderful opportunity, and we have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya, be with us. I wanted to just share, without too much comment, that I observed that 9 people in this meeting here now physically have already brought themselves together for a meditation on redirecting the flow of money within the Sustainable Development Agenda, but on behalf of all the new group of world servers. It brought to mind the possibility that some of us might be most interested in signing this oath, but participating in group progress as a group already formed. And I thank you for this chance to just say that, because I have no idea if the other members of that group who are present right this minute might be thinking of that. I think that's all I want to say, but there are more for something like this to happen.
That is a great idea, and it is exactly what TK said. Let me read again what he said about this group. He must have the heart center awakened and be so outgoing in his behavior that the heart is rapidly linked up with the heart centers of at least 8 other people. So if there are like those groups which are willing to do together, so then they have this linking already, and it is the most wonderful thing. So absolutely, if you have those, please link as much as you can.
I'd like to say a thing, Martha, there. When we think of the United Nations and what is possible, these sustainable development goals, someone is breathing, either that or is the machine breathing? Do you hear that?
Yeah.
The breath of life is breathing. Okay, anyway, I'll continue talking, even though I'm being breathed upon. It seems to me that when we think in the direction of the United Nations, that we may, from time to time, or frequently, emphasize these developmental goals, and especially for the countries that particularly need them. I just want to say, countries are like people. There are people who are ready for soul culture. There are people who are not yet integrated personalities. And while we have to hold out the possibility of soul infusion for every country, there are those that have to cultivate their education, their healthcare, other issues, their, you know, religious tolerance, whatever it is, before the soul can take true effect. So we have to be realistic as we begin thinking about these different countries. BL will be putting the ones that Tuya has done in a special, grouping. So you don't have to, you do not have to be as rigorous going through all of those different ASK programs. You'll be able to find them. But we certainly haven't done every country by any means, nor has everything been said about the ones that we are doing. Research will help us here. So to think toward the United Nations in terms of these sustainable developmental goals is something that I've had in my mind. I know Tuya's had in hers. Steve Nation is always emphasizing it. You're emphasizing it, Martha. These are possible practical aspects of the plan, and we can find ways to incorporate them. Now, maybe we get on with it and read the, what's your, oh, there are many questions. Okay. I'm sorry if I, so here's Anne, and I'm going to go over here to the, okay. Anne would like to participate, so let's make sure, just write her name in case it's not. Lynette Malone would like to, and Jennifer Paris would like to, and Kathy Miller, yes. So we have to somehow,
Michael,
are all these in the chat box?
There is a report that BL pulls off the GoToWebinar platform that will have all the names of people who have responded, along with any questions they might have.
And I just want to mention Iris, who already does so much work with the UN. She's in. Dilara Aslandogan, and Lorraine Pridle, and Diane Bobachan, and Tariq Giles, and Parker 67, and Pamela Giza. If I've missed anybody, please forgive me. Karen Gritska, Winnie Lembeck, and Catherine Powers, and Michael Starcrow has a larger response here. And I wonder, so first I'll just say Aria Hensula, Tia Clark, Catherine Hall, Vili Vinica, and it may be to address what Michael said. So far, this is what I have, and grateful to you, Michael, Stacy, and BL for pulling these all together. Michael Starker, a couple of things, thoughts, questions. I feel it is important, he says, to gather to see how we are feeling. The energies are impacting most efficiently. Also, development of a more fluid communication system that can allow us to talk about what we are seeing in the process, and also to add in new ideas to expand it to an ever greater degree. Yeah, I think Tuya and I are planning a monthly, will it be monthly? A monthly webinar. And hopefully at that, some of the experiences we've been having, the suggestions, the kinds of things you're talking about can be brought up. Right now, the GoToMeeting thing has the raised hand, and the chance to speak. And sometimes when the group is really flowing and the sound will allow a more fluid approach.
And I want to add this, that we are not seeking now to make the group, which is, how would I say, outwardly active. We are seeking now strong stand inwardly, that we can make an impact, because it is not just that one decides. It is not coming from that. It comes from rehearsal and standing day by day by day, month by month by month, year by year by year. So the group starts to really function. First step is that one is willing. The next step is about that one is actually starting to work. And this work will bring sacrifices, that is for sure. So we don't want to put this emphasis into the activity of the mind, that we start to reflect in that sense. We have done that so much. We have to learn now new steps of really become workers, walking workers on earth, in that sense that we are able to bring insights from within the way that it is serving our next step. So that's why let us all be careful about that, because thousands ideas will flow, but to hold oneself just steadily in the mind, just stand there and to be this one voice with the other ones, that it makes the impact. And that's why great invocation is so important. DK talks about that it is the tool given now to the group, and it is the tool which is making an effect in those greater ones who are listening, who are waiting this invocation from humanity. And this is our job, on which level we have to work and in what realm. So let us all try to now turn ourselves to this point or work, that we take a new step, not how we have been functioning, but really a new step. And that's why a new learning for all of us. And then about the means of communication, maybe we will look how the WhatsApp would be functioning, because it would be very fast. And we will essentialize our points that we learn to bring that compact idea to all of us to be used. But otherwise, it becomes too much to everybody then, and it becomes impossible to function. We are now the functioning group of invocation.
I just want to continue. So Michael has some questions and we're trying to address them. Then also signing up, Lyra Rassone or Ranson, Maka Watson, Bridget Murphy, Natasha Cicerel from Slovenia. And that's, and who's the young man from Slovenia? Probably. Your oh goodness, the first name is, anyway, he came here 12 years ago. I mean, 7 years ago. It was wonderful to have him. And then Luca, okay, maybe your son. Anyway, we'll try to keep you alert, or informed is the word, about anything there that would be useful to you. Slovakia, we know. Slovenia, maybe not so well. Anyway, thank you everybody for putting in your participatory intentions.
And Michael,
yes,
BL Michael. BL has put in the chat box the new page link on makar.us for the Soul of Nations broadcasts.
Yep. I just saw that coming up, and that was fast work, BL. And that's excellent, because if you want to study a particular nation, I think Tuya has done a very good job with it. There's always more in the ASK program, and we want to expand and deepen.
Just want to say now, Michael is so much emphasizing that they are really, really very humble, very almost nothing. But yes, there has been, we have gone about 100 countries through. In the beginning, you know, they were not so extensive presentations. Then a little bit after, it started to develop. So don't be disappointed if you go there. I just want to say that.
Well, I think she's done a great job. And of course, everybody's humble and proud of it. So, you know, what can I say? Anyways, so then, Tuya, do you want to read this oath?
Yeah, I will read. I will respond to Arjo first. He's asking, is it better that people know themselves already beforehand? Yeah, it would be very nice, but because I think it cannot be done. I think there are people who maybe have few people around them who would like to participate or however. So then we try to make this line what is looked in the thesis that it would be good. And because we are supposed to learn to, Michael, can you close the mic?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, and because in the work we are supposed to learn to work, lovingly we are supposed to learn to work from our heart center. So this is then going to be a good to rehearsal for everybody. We are all to emphasize the right human relations. This is everywhere what DK talks about, that we are able to bring right human relations. Yeah.
And of course,
there is Skype. And if you find yourself in some sort of relationship, triangulars, perhaps with people that you don't know as personalities, a little bit of conversation over Skype may reveal to you, you certainly know them as souls. So you would take the initiative, and that's how we all get to know each other. And of course, by coming to the USR Seminary Institute Moria Federation conference, you'll meet a lot of people and have a chance to impulse this whole process even further, and you'll learn a lot. So start thinking about that now. First day is the 28th of April, where the first day of the ceremonial workshop begins, followed by the pre-conference and the astrological workshop and the Ray workshop, and then into the main conference. Would love to see you there in Chandler, Arizona, with that lovely old town nearby. I'm just putting in a bit of a plug here, but this is one way to really get to know people and to, well, DK said that when the inner relations are confirmed by outer meeting and outer relations, then the opportunity to really work in a still more powerful way is a given. So a meeting on the physical level is good, and that's why he had his group meet once a month in the bringing out of the 14 rules in New York, the ashram group. Okay. So to you. Okay. So do we read that?
If we do not have any hands raised, I don't see any. No. So we can look into that oath. I, and then one is saying one's name, humbly stand with my sisters and brothers in the one work. I realize the need and my responsibility to humanity. I thus give my oath before the Christ, the Master, my solar angel, and my blessed friends, to stand together until the 28th of December 2026, and invoke every day the souls of those countries we have chosen to invoke. This is the first part, and then we have the second one, which is the solemn quietness, silence, when one is in one's own sacred space, contacting the higher self, the Master, and maybe you want to continue blessing something more particular, or whatever it is that one's own private moment. And that is in principle what we then have.
So we will collect the names of those who have committed themselves. And if you wish to commit yourself after this this particular program or sometime in the next couple of days, please write Tuya and me, and we will arrange for a get together in which we all have the opportunity to say before ourselves, as sisters and brothers, this particular oath, and then we'll go into the 12 minutes of silence where you can commune with your own inner nature. And maybe we'll get some of the people who sort of took the plunge immediately a few hours ago, and maybe they'll be there too. It would be great if they would be. Then before each other, we will have made our pledge.
Well, yes, that is the idea, that then that group is standing as the witness, the presence of brothers and sisters. Yeah. Are there any questions from anybody or any comments you would like to share? And if not, then we can. I don't see now anybody. Then we can close our webinar.
A question from Tad Giles. When will the group oath be done, now or another time? And I think that is going to be another time at the next webinar.
Yes, to give everybody the chance to think a little. If you have not signed up for this pledge, another time, and Tuya and I will get working on it right away. And we'd like to collaborate with you, Michael, and BL, just to make sure we have everybody's email addresses.
We tried this within some days, like by next weekend, or somewhere anyway, rather soon.
Yeah, and BL's asking if we can share some of these slides, and we'll talk to her about that.
Michael, when I pull the attendees report, it will give you the emails of all the attendees, and I'll do that for both the first webinar and this second one.
Okay, that's excellent. Thank you, BL. It's getting complicated.
from the point of light within the mind of God. Let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth.
From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth.
From the center, where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve.
From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells.
Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.
And we'll sign off now, seeing some of you at 8 p.m. GMT for the Identify, the Seeds of the Infinite definition sessions, a webinar. Bye-bye, and many blessings, and lots of love from the whole team.
And bye-bye. Thank you.